Good morning. It is the morning after. It is Ben and Josh. It is a wonderful and fun and joyous time. And today is no different.
No exception. See, it may be the morning, but we certainly aren't. In fact, I'm happy to say that Brisbane's in the studio. Good morning.
Man, I wish I wrote down all of the lead-ins you had to our chat because you change it just enough for it to just be slightly different. And
That's how it is.
Keeping it fresh.
Well done.
So, of course, what is happening has changed Christchurch. It's been a week second since we've chatted to you.
Yeah.
So, where to begin?
Yeah. I was in Auckland last time. I was meant to be in the studio, and it's really nice. I'm up there actually working on a project for Rarotonga. So there's some artists there and some really actually artists that have been around for ages that have seen their workspaces kind of, you know, evolve over time, and they want to make them available more for the community as well. So there's people helping with kind of building creative education hubs in Rarotonga.
Cool.
And I've been able to go up to Auckland and kind of share what we've been doing in Christchurch with Exchange, seeing how it's a place that, you know, anybody can go to, but kind of be a bit closer to the creative production side of things. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to build something in Rarotonga really similar with a cafe that puts money towards the creatives and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's been an exciting part of my journey in the last couple months. But, yeah, as far as Christchurch goes, there's a lot happening at Exchange. But first, a huge shout out to, like, the Green Lane Market guys for doing what they did. And kudos for inviting some of our artists from the studios along. And, even in the wider Exchange community, you know, we have a pretty big announcement board on our Facebook group, and anytime that people come to us and they're like, hey, we'd love to have like live art or something, you know, more kind of creative things happening, I kind of just go there and I'm just like, all right, who wants to be involved, you know, who wants to jump in. And then there's also certain styles that instead of just getting, you know, say a few people with the same style, or like say a few street artists to do murals, or a few this or that, you know, we kind of try to mix it up a little bit so people can get kind of a diversity of styles that people in the city are, you know, creating around.
Nice.
Sure. So, I just wanted to say a big shout out to them and thanks for the invite. And also kind of noticing that Box Quarter has a group exhibition coming up soon as well. And I actually failed to look up the date, but I'll pull it up while we're on and see if I can find it.
I can look for
that. Cool. Thanks. And I kind of was looking at a number of the names of the people involved in the show, and a lot of them, and in fact, a lot of them here at the Box Quarter had at one point kind of came through the Exchange.
Yep.
And I know the, again, it kind of just tells you that exactly what it was that we were there to do, which is introduce creative people to each other and help them form collectives or get their ideas, you know, rolling is really, that's what we're about. So it's stoked to see that that's kind of what has led to other events continuing to happen regardless of it being at the Exchange. So yeah, excited to see that. If you pull up the Box Quarter events, you might be able to find it on
there. That's what I'm finding now.
Conscious Club, I think, is also involved.
So is it this one?
That one's happened.
Has that one happened?
Yeah, I've got that poster hanging in my room.
Yeah. But similarly with OHO, that's actually one of the things I put out on socials. Cool to see, that, like, it almost looked like an OHO regathering again, because a lot of the similar artists are involved that came from us. So
it did work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, you know what you were doing. You were just, it's a throwback, right?
Throwback Mondays, exactly. That's what I was doing.
Coming up at Exchange, too, like some of the bigger changes in our life is, this is unfortunately going to be Pedro's last week. So for anyone who doesn't know how Exchange, the model kind of works around the kitchen, is we hire it out to a chef that wants to develop their kind of business practice and their creative ideas. And so we just say keep it affordable, keep it healthy, and keep the place open. And so he's done an incredible job at all of those things. And I honestly don't think any person in hospitality should have to put up with the stuff that we do in that venue. And like, I mean, every morning, like this morning, every morning, I'm just like, hey man, I was all right down there. I mean, we have the cleaners coming on the weekends, but you just never know. And they have had, and both Pedro and Noemi have been with us for almost 3 years. Kind of feeding us and keeping us caffeinated, and like I said, just keeping the place open for people to come in and check out what we do. So it's going to be a big loss to not have their support, and also his delicious food and coffee. But again, kind of talking about what we were talking about earlier with those kind of changes as the city kind of evolves and as people do develop their practice. Like Pedro's gotten, you know, great at running a business, and he's ready for moving on. And we don't have a commercial kitchen. It's really no place for anyone to really stay. You'd definitely hit a ceiling pretty fast. So, yeah, it's just one of those times that we're kind of looking at the city again and questioning, is this, you know, do we want to be open, say, during the hours that every other cafe is open in town? Yeah. Or like what I'm feeling, which is there's still no late night place that I get to go and have like a midnight espresso, like sweet tooth, you know, fix.
Your 2 a.m. taco.
And my 2 a.m. tacos, man. You guys are going to get so tired of me talking about that until someone does it, I swear.
Until someone and makes we, 2
and
a.m.
And we might be
tacos.
Doing it. That's the thing is, you know, like you kind of have to push reset on things. Mm-hmm. And like you said, adapt or die is actually a pretty realistic way of, you know, approaching business. Did you find...
I'll find it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But anyways, with that said, I kind of will share like our idea around food and coffee and stuff for the future. We're kind of going to keep it quiet for August and let kind of the cafe vibe that we probably used to often have associated with the name Exchange die off a bit. Because as great as it's been that, you know, a cafe has made it easy for people to approach the Exchange and have a coffee and hang out. We really want to get that space back to what it's intended for, which is like almost more of like, I don't want to say a co-working space, but, you know, a messy, creative, collaborative space that people go when they have ideas. And then while they're there, you can have a coffee. And I mean, I really would love to do like a self-serve cafe where it's just like there's salads and a big pot of curry or soup. Just help yourself and, you know, and then everyone just come on in and sit down and get to work kind of thing.
Delish.
So yeah, we'll be trying different things like that. So just watch this space. Tune in every couple of weeks and hear me rant about how we don't know what we're doing. And then as far as events coming up, we have a really good one this weekend coming down from Auckland. Phlox is an incredible artist that has kind of used the Exchange every about once a year to come bring a pop-up shop down. And she collaborates with a couple of artists in Auckland to bring down a lot of their wares and take over the Exchange and do a big pop-up shop. So there's a VIP night on Friday night, so get your tickets to that. All the information is on our website. And then all day Saturday, which is the 31st, the Exchange will be open. It's actually Pedro's last day, so if you don't get to see him this week, he's going to open up on Saturday and make coffees for the and some food for the pop-up shop.
Nice.
But yeah, come in and have a shop around. Phlox's work is incredible, along with a couple of the other artists that she's doing that with. And then we have a event on August the 11th. I know it's a few weeks out, but I want to put it out there now. It's going to be a vinyl kind of market night. So if you're into collecting vinyls and you want to see what other collections are out there and looking to get your hands on some new stuff or buy something or sell something, it's going to be kind of a social Wednesday night for that.
Cool.
And then, yeah, and that's going to lead on to a couple weeks later, which we'll talk about later, is a vinyl kind of like party night. And what Exchange is leaning towards with this getting away from the model of the cafe is we've been obviously producing events for ages, but having more regular kind of things. So there's a lot of events that we've found in the city that or that we've actually hosted once or twice that people keep asking for us to do again. So we've done like a one called Slow Motion, and it was a down tempo rave, and it was less of like the techno or the drum and bass, and it was just nice. I don't know if people are familiar with like Organica kind of as a genre, but almost like a lot of like tribal or, you know, Latin kind of sway, beautiful beats. And we did that, and I realized like that and a number of the parties we've done, our female to male bodied ratio is often like more females than males. And it kind of tells you something that we're kind of creating a culture where it's a bit more focused around the music and the art and not really the drinking side of things. And I think that tends to make women feel a bit safer. And
for sure.
We actually, that's just led us to being like, oh, well, what if we partner with like a couple of the DJ groups that are all femmes in the city and let them do a rave night just for women. So it's all like late night dance night just for women. So cool. Things like that, things like the vinyl night. You know, there's a lot around the LGBTQI community that we like want to reserve nights for. So we're looking to create some regularity around events that serve a more specific kind of group or purpose. So just that's one of the things I'm probably most excited to share is like, you know, not only being open late night on the weekends, but actually bringing in groups and events that give that second option to your kind of mainstream on the strip feel and events.
If anyone's going to carve a niche, it's going to be
Exchange Christchurch.
Yeah,
for sure.
Kicking more things off. But anyways, watch this space. Thanks for everyone for tuning in and being curious about what we do. So pop in this week and send the highest of fives to Pedro as the legend that he is. And let's do this.
Well, you make it so easy to be curious. Say,
good. You did our outro for us. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Preston.
Cool.
We always enjoy it. Like you said, everyone should go and check out the Exchange website and Facebook. Find out what's going on and, make sure we head down to something.
Sweet.
Cool. Thank you.
Later.
There was a fella outside our house.